Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Erica Post and head baseball coach Jason Thurm. Humboldt softball wrapped up the week with a 4-1 loss to the Emmitsburg Ehawks Friday night. The team currently sits at 11-17 overall going into the final week of the regular season and their first postseason game at Lamar's Thursday. I caught up with Post after the game Friday on the loss against Emmitsburg, the past week of games, and the upcoming week.
Yeah, we hit the ball well. It's kind of a mirror image of last year's game where we put the ball in play and they made plays. I mean, that shortstop made an incredible play there, coming all the way over to the left field line, and that the center fielder covered a lot of ground to cut off some balls. We didn't hit the ball with as much force as I was hoping to drive it. No, we were kind of underneath it a little bit, and we had runners on, but unfortunately we couldn't get them in.
Yeah, runners on every inning, hitting the ball hard, but right at people. It seems like a good sign here for this team.
Yeah, we're doing a much better job of not striking out. We're putting the ball in play. It's just, unfortunately for us, the other team is making the plays.
Looking back on this week, how would you characterize it for your team?
That was a little bit of a struggle this week. You know, we had Tuesday's game got rained out, and then Wednesday's game was a little bit of we weren't ready to play defensively or offensively. We've kind of had a little bit of an offensive struggle this week to drive in runs and actually earn those runs that are coming in. And so it's just one of those weeks that you got to flush and start over, and hopefully we'll have a better week heading into next week and get a little momentum going into the postseason.
Coach talked about it a little bit during the broadcast, but the two seniors on your team, Reagan Lee, Riley Coyle, what have they meant to this program here now that it's senior night and you were able to recognize them pregame?
Yeah, I'm not sure you'll find it any two kids that have had more challenges and injuries in the entire state. You know, it's okay, we're getting this one back, and then something happens here or there, and it wasn't very long ago where we thought we wouldn't have either one of them being able to play their senior year. But they're there, they're supportive, they come in and they work, and that's what we need, and we need the leadership, and they've done a really good job, and we're proud of them, and we wish them the best in the future.
Coach, next week you got a couple of games upcoming: Storm Lake, Waukee Northwest, and then later on with the postseason beginning in Lamar's coming up on Thursday. Your thoughts going into the last couple of games regular season-wise?
Yeah, they're going to be very challenging. I see Storm Lake just jumped up into the rankings this year, and they play in a pretty good conference. There's a lot of good teams in there. And Waukee Northwest, they're just a perennial power. I mean, they're a new school, but they split off from Waukee, and they were always very, very good, and they're well coached. And so those will be two tough games before we move into the postseason. But I think if we can do good things in those games, we can get that momentum moving out of it.
Thoughts about that draw, getting Lamar's first round there in the Class 4A Region 1 bracket?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a tough draw, but at this time of the year and in the bigger classes, you know, there's no easy draws there. So we'll just have to come out and be ready to go and see what happens.
Well, Coach, look forward to seeing you next week, and thanks for joining us here on 97.7 The Bolt.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate the coverage, and go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 9-6 win against Spencer on Wednesday. The team is currently 16-7 overall going into the final week of the regular season and their first postseason game at Boone Friday. I caught up with Thurm after the win over the Tigers on Wednesday, the past week of games, and the upcoming week.
Yeah, we got off to a little bit of a rough start. We just shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit right now, and just way too many freebies with that. So they got a 2-0 lead with it, but we felt like we were seeing the ball pretty well, and it was only going to be a matter of time before we were able to get something going with that. And that's just the mentality that we have to have, where if we don't get them in the first inning or second inning, then it's going to be the third or the fourth or whenever with that. And I just felt like that we were going to be able to get through eventually with it. And you just got to keep them close when that happens, and then we're finally able to break through with that.
Thoughts on Isaiah Busick's start here as he was able to kind of settle down there?
Yeah, it was a rough start. He was pitch count was up there over 50 pitches after two, and we're going to have a little more efficiency out of him. He did settle down and ready to ship. He had a couple of nice innings there where he was able to kind of reset that pitch count, but He's able to get through five, but ideally he's getting us through six or seven with that. And it's just a case of, he hasn't been throwing a ton, and we're just still trying to figure out, trying to balance that rest and but still stay sharp with it. So I think we're getting closer to figuring that out. But he settled down nicely, and then Chase came in and finished it off.
And then offensively, it was pretty much the senior show. You had Evan Hatcher with the game-tying double, Detman with the go-ahead, and then Riley Sorensen later on with the three-run home run. The seniors, what have they meant to this program here and what you saw?
Yeah, well, you saw that confidence. They have a lot of experience that they're bringing to the table with it, and they're not a group that's going to get rattled too much about anything with it, and they're going to give us a good chance to win. And I just love the at-bats there. Hatch had that big two-out hit for us, and that was that big inning there. We had a couple of nice two-out hits there to break through, and I thought that helped us to relax a little bit there, and then we were able to tack on and add to that too. So the seniors did a super job too. I also want to mention Carter Westry. He had a huge base running play there when he was on. We had a pinch running for Riley, and it just advanced on that dirt ball to get into scoring position there, and then on the throw down the third, they threw it into the outfield, and he's able to score, and that was huge too, just from a putting us up type of thing with it, but just that's just a hustle play and an energy play like that. So that was great on his part as well.
You had the loss earlier, you bounced back with the win here. What does that do for confidence going into next week?
Yeah, confidence is so important in anything, especially this game with it, and boys are feeling pretty good about themselves right now, and so much of this is just your mindset with it. And we're always asking them and telling them you got to carry yourself like a winner with it, but it sure helps when you do get the win. It just makes things a lot easier.
Long break here with the 4th of July, and then postseason preview against Boone coming up on Monday.
Monday will be a nice little preview for us. I'm guessing they're not going to show us too much, and conversely, we probably won't show them too much either because it's going to be such a short turnaround with that. But it's an opportunity for us to go out and compete and get a first-hand scouting report on them as well. So that'll be good. And I got another game on Tuesday, and then it's tournament time on Friday.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight, and wish you best of luck going into the final couple games of the regular season and postseason play next week.
Thank you, Matt. Have a happy 4th of July.
You as well.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.